do like a little ASMR. No, I'm just kidding. My name is Joe Hogan, as she said. I am a junior at St. Dominic High School. I go to ICD, obviously. Thank you. I appreciate it. So, as you've been told a lot tonight, being pro-life is a lot more than just what we do today. Even though this is the culminating point, it's kind of like, how do we figure out how to be pro-life even when we're not walking down Constitutional Avenue? So, I am going to share that with you guys a little bit. The first way I learned a lot, and it means a lot to me, about being pro-life every day is this thing I like to call carrying your cross. To me, it's kind of a form of prayer. It kind of sounds weird because we usually think of, like, carrying a cross. Jesus Christ died on the cross. And, of course, he carried the heaviest cross. But we actually each have our own crosses that we can carry in our life. These are just, like, little sacrifices or sufferings that we can pick up and give to the Lord and offer him, even when we really, really, really don't want to. So I'm going to give you some examples from my life, especially this week. I know we all have those friends sometimes who are just getting on our nerves or a little bit annoying. And so, like, we come to this option of, like, yeah, I know. And then we come to this option of, like, do I suffer a little bit and offer this time up to the Lord and pursue, or do I exclude this person? And, of course, we know the right answer, but it's difficult. Another way that I carry my cross, or at least I try to, is waking up in the morning. I am so bad with my alarm. I'm literally snoozing like 6 times before I get out. It's pretty bad, and my parents and siblings are getting really mad at me. And it kind of like runs into like the time I should be spending in prayer in the morning. And so that's another cross I have to carry, is like getting up in the morning. So brothers and sisters, I know you all have your crosses, and I encourage you that like, when we pick up these crosses, these little things in our life, they actually bear fruit, which is kind of a weird saying. We receive grace when we offer up these crosses. And what God does with that grace through his mother Mary is he sends them to places like Planned Parenthood, where he uses them for the conversion of doctors there. He sends them to women in crisis pregnancies, where he holds their hand and walks them through whatever challenges they're going to. So I offer this advice to you. Pick up your crosses and just push through those challenging moments where you, where you really just don't want to do whatever Christ is calling you to do in that moment. And the second thing that I've learned a lot about through a huge role model in my life is being the hands and feet of Christ. Actually, like stepping outside of your home and getting into the community. And that big role model is my own mom. I mean, from the earliest moments of my life, I remember standing outside of Planned Parenthood, protesting and picketing with 40 Days for Life, delivering baby food, I guess, to pro-life organizations in the area that had been collected by our parish. So just these incredible things I've been raised with and all these pro-life values that my mom has instilled to me, they really inspire me. So my mission kind of coming into high school is like, how do I get involved? And one way is the like pro-life clubs that you'll probably find in your high school. So like step out of your comfort zone. Even if your friends aren't doing these kind of things, get involved in your school. And if you don't have a pro-life club, look into making one. You can get involved at your parish. There's so many opportunities, I'm sure. Like this one right here, coming on the pro-life trip. Get involved and don't be afraid. One amazing opportunity I've had this summer and for a while now is volunteering at, my cousin gave me the opportunity of volunteering at this organization called Birthright in my area. And I only go there about once a month. I don't do too much. It's very basic things that I get to do. And I'm such a small sliver of that, the whole working pie of Birthright. But I still get to like dive into what it means to be a pro-life advocate. And most importantly, I get to see like the reality of like the darkest of the darkness in this world, and like women coming in off of the streets with like just the heaviest crosses to carry, like homelessness, poverty, addiction, single motherhood, and now they have this crisis pregnancy and they're walking alone as of now, and they come in and they drop everything and they give their life away to their child, which is like, what more inspiration could I ever ask for? So my advice to you is get involved. It's not going to just come to you, these opportunities. So look out, and I know it's easier in high school when you can actually drive and you have friends and stuff, but if you have the opportunity now, like a parent or a sibling who will drive you to these places and really get involved in your school and your community and your parish, I completely offer that advice. It is going to reward you and want you to give even more. So that's those two pieces of information. Carry your cross and get involved. I'm just going to end in a little quick prayer if you want to join me. So we'll begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Blessed Mother, give us the virtues of love, patience, kindness to all the people we encounter. We are open to you, Holy Spirit, and come fill our hearts. We pray for women in crisis pregnancies, that God may walk with them as they encounter all the difficulties of what this pregnancy has to offer. I pray for all of the children who have been aborted and all the children who will be aborted. Christ, we know that in your hands they will never be forgotten, and may they never be forgotten in our hearts either. Inspire us every day to continue to fight for the end of abortion. Mary, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Mary, Queen of Victory, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
All right. Thank you, Joe. All right, next up we are going to hear from Kimora Williams. She is a student at Trinity High School. Give her a warm welcome, please.
Hello, my name is Kimora Williams, and I go to Trinity Catholic High School, and I am a sophomore. And today I will be talking to you guys about why am I pro-life. So the moment when you are created, you have the right to be born and to live. We all know that. The reason why a lot of abortions occur is because the financial situation, the unsupport, people are unsupportive, stereotypes, or they just have an abortion. Everybody has the right to live, learn, make mistakes, and make new discoveries. So a quick story from mine is my mother. My mother had me at a very young age. She was going to school, she was going to work, and when she found out she was pregnant, everything just came to a still. So abortion was in her head. So everything, she had a lack of support from her parents. My father wasn't in the picture then, so it was very hard on my mother to figure out what she wanted to do. But after all of that, and after all the years of struggling, she decided to have me. And I am here today talking to you guys now. And I feel like my mother has sacrificed a lot for me to be here, to learn a lot, to make mistakes, to achieve, and to do what she couldn't do. And I feel like everybody has the right to do that, even if they're not born, even if they're a fetus, even if they're an infant or toddler or an adult. Everybody has the right to do things, to say things, and it's just important for us to know that. The African-American population is the majority of the population that have abortions. Usually it's because of financial situation, the support, the lack of support is not there. So I want to see a change. I want us to be a voice for the voiceless, and I want us to achieve and to be successful, because I know my mother has sacrificed a lot for me just to be here, and all I can say is thank you, and I'm just very proud to be standing on stage to give you guys this speech, and I just want you guys to know that I care, and to know that I am a voice for the voiceless. Thank you.